many years ago, my husband and I were in a church that was quite difficult. He was the pastor of the church, and there were people in the church who were quite cruel. They were cruel to my husband, they were cruel to me, and they were cruel to my children, which I didn't understand because my children were children, and their only crime was that their father was the pastor. And so to handle this internally, because I didn't handle it well, I just ignored it. What happened is I started having dreams. And at least twice a week, I would have a dream that my husband would die. And in the dream, I would be standing at the funeral home and people would come in to greet me. And even the people who hated my husband would come in and greet me, because that's what you do. You go to the funeral home, even if you were horrible to this person, you go into the funeral home and you say, "I'm so sorry for the loss." And so I would have these dreams, and in the dream, my sister would be standing next to me, and as soon as someone would come in that was horrible to my children or to my husband, I would look at my sister and I say, "That was one of them." And my sister would go over and kick them until they left the funeral home. And so that would happen. Those dreams happened at least twice a week for about 6 months. And it was a pretty horrible time. And I would wake up from a dream and my husband would look at me and he'd say, "Oh no, another dream." And I'd say, "It was." And I always felt bad that I dreamt that my husband died. But I understood that it meant that if my husband were no longer alive, that I could escape these people. And so I totally understood what the dream meant. But it didn't stop the dreaming until one night I dreamed that I was dying. And in the dream, my husband and my children were surrounding me, and I knew I was dying. And they were crying, and I was crying, and it was a very sad time. And then all of a sudden in the dream, I looked at Evan and I said, "I'm dying because I haven't forgiven people." And I woke up from the dream and I woke up my husband and I said, "Please pray with me that I can learn to forgive these people who've been so cruel." And so he prayed with me and it happened. And God allowed forgiveness to enter my heart for all of these people. And our ministry there did not end on a particularly positive note. However, people at the church knew that we would be leaving and looking for another church before we had found a church. And I was president of my Sunday school class, and I went into my Sunday school class and people were very angry in my class that we were being sort of forced out. It was by choice, sort of not by choice, but sort of forced out. And they asked me what I thought. And I said, "I have forgiven these people because God allowed forgiveness to enter my heart. So I no longer have animosity towards people. I no longer have any frustration with these people. I just have forgiveness for these people. But it doesn't come from me. It totally came from God. And it came about because prayer that I begged God to help me to forgive people, and God answered that prayer. And now I know, and I've known forever, but it became really clear that forgiveness is the key, and that when we can forgive people, and if God helps us, even in tough situations, if God brings about that forgiveness in our lives for other people, our lives move ahead in a much more positive way, and we no longer have to live in bitterness and hatred and frustration. And that's my story.